Well, Dawn, congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
As mayor again of Kernersville, why did you decide to seek another term for mayor?
It's a very exciting time in our community, and I wanted to stay involved in Kernersville. One of the largest manufacturers in our community is Deere Hitachi, and they're undergoing a major expansion that's going to bring new jobs and new product lines for the company to be manufactured here in the United States and in Kernersville. So I'm excited about that expansion. We had a hospital open in Kernersville 2 years ago, part of Novant Health System. It's the Kernersville Medical Center, and a new road has been built leading to that hospital, and so there's going to be a lot of development in that area. And I'd like to stay involved in those projects and help see those bricks go on the ground and the projects be built.
And there's also a new VA healthcare center under construction in Kernersville as well.
That project will bring several hundred jobs to the community and is expected to provide medical care for over 34,000 veterans in the area each year. And the building site work is underway. The plans have all been approved. They expect to have construction complete in the fall of 2015 and the center to open in the spring of 2016.
Also, I think there was a FedEx hub, right, that also is open up there?
Yes, we have Triad Business Park. FedEx Ground is the first major corporation to locate there. There's an announcement that a vaccine manufacturer is going to be locating there as well. So there's other acreage in that business park that'll be developing in the future. And that's a very exciting development for the whole Triad and for Kernersville.
Why do you think Kernersville has been such an attraction for all this bursting bubble, I guess, of economic development and attracting these businesses?
Well, we're a well-established community. Kernersville was incorporated in 1871, so we're a community with a lot of tradition. But we've always had a mix of manufacturing and construction and now medical and logistics businesses. So it's never been only a community where people live and they go somewhere else to work. There's a lot of jobs in Kernersville. So we had that history and that base to begin with. And then over the past 10 to 15 years, there's been a major investment in infrastructure, in water and sewer lines. It's been a major road bond issue that helped improve traffic flow around town several years ago and allowed these projects such as FedEx Ground, the hospital, to move forward.
So in light of that, I'm sure you're seeing a population growth as well, right? I would assume.
It is. Kernersville's population was expected to grow, and it is. It's a steady growth. And one of the challenges we have as the entire Forsyth County and Guilford County have is managing that growth. And with the new board, we'll be looking at some land use planning and traffic planning, that sort of thing, to keep our community as pleasant a place to live in the future as it is today.